Okay, so is the move a physical one or one in consciousness? For certain, in consciousness, for certain, guarantee, if you do a physical without a consciousness, ain't gonna work. So you're really allowing that new birth, because remember, it's like a rebirthing, it's coming through self. Is it accompanied by a physical move, is the question. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Harry.
Thank you. I'm going to say it this way, even though it may sound frustrating. You're counting on your own knowing once you step, you play the game. And so what I mean by that is the first, and I know it's so frustrating, I ask other people questions, and when I just want to stick my little tongue out on them, but I understand. So here's the thing. Your first card is emotional control. So that's what you want to release. So the emotional control is, let me ask the linear question, am I moving or not? So I know if I should start looking for places I've thought about moving to. And so it goes back to the way you phrased the original question. Is it a change in consciousness or a change in location? And so what you want to focus on is the change in consciousness, where I don't need to know what my higher consciousness is gonna orchestrate or lead me to or delight me to. My job is to attune to it and trust, because there's something about the faithfulness of trust, because in our world, we still think about form. So we're like, but there's a practical world out there. But spirit's like, but is there really? So you wanna remember that you're here to host the light of the awakening. And so it's like part of your orchestration, part of delivering that which you're entitled to, which is yummy and delicious, by the way, is by assuming all natural entitlement, which is you drop the thinking mind, which is like the plan, like, well, I have to know, I have to plan, I have to know the end result. That actually is what's keeping you stationary. I mean, I understand it from a linear perspective, but you're sourcing, you're becoming one with source, and you're entitled to. So that means, first things first, I let go of the need to know. Because what's gonna sign off on your landing gear? So like going on a jet plane, what's gonna get you to that other location, if it's in the cards, is by you adopting your new lifestyle of aligning with source. So first things first. First, I let go of needing to know. Even though I understand what you're saying, by being willing to let go of it, you're actually going to assemble correctly, and it's actually going to draw your next destination. But it's first things first. So I'm letting go of emotional control and really learning to adopt the look of love, meaning I'm excited. I'm tuning into source. I'm tuning into my higher essence, change of consciousness, as you said. So your next card is believe and succeed. I trust it. I trust my divine plan for my life. And I opened up to divine order. There you go. Take the lead. So my feeling is you're being guided. And my feeling is once you really kind of jump on the bandwagon, so to speak, you're going to know the answer. But it's not going to be a struggle. It's not going to be, well, I don't know. It's going to be like, remember the excitement, the energy. It's like, I feel this. This sounds crazy, but I feel it and I'm going with it. That's what you want to get. You're going to get that as you let go of that. And then you'll know. You won't have to ask anybody else. You will know better than anyone else or equal to. But this has to be attended to first. Does that make sense?
Yes. And may I indulge, speaking of emotional control, are you able to check in on my daughter?
Sure. Say your name and her name.
Perry Hope.
I love that name. I always get this with her. Anytime you've ever asked me, she's going to do it her way. And there's nothing else to say about it. She's a little stubborn and she's got power. She's going to do it her way. When I say that, it's like bumper cars. So bumper cars, no one gets hurt, but you do a lot of bumping. So you bump into this, you go back, you go here, you go back. And that's what I see. I feel like she's going to take some twists and turns, but she's going to get down the road. So that's how I feel. And I feel like that's important because, how do I want to say this? It's very important to her not to do it someone else's way. It's got to be her way. She's got to manage it. It's got to be her call, her show. And how do I want to say this? Say her name again, sweetheart.
Hope. Hope.
By kind of getting into all kinds of, well, I don't know that I would do that again. It's like she teaches herself success, where you want to just tell her, well, just don't do that and save yourself trouble. But by doing that, she throws herself her own rope. So it's a little bit like, well, how do they say that? Necessity is the mother of invention. Like, she brings out her best stuff because she got herself in a little bit of a jam. So you could look at it and ban, man, I wouldn't do it that way. But on the other hand, you're going to see her advance in ways like, oh my gosh, she finally grew up in that area. I never thought that would happen. So it's almost like from the experience, she grows up in a way that you just can't, you know how you say, like, you just can't tell children anything. That's how I feel about her. But on the other hand, she provides, like she finds it. See, I take that as a very positive message, but it doesn't look like you're receiving it in a positive way. So what's going on there on the other side for you, my friend?
No, I just hope you're right.
Right about her being stubborn? I know I'm right about that.
Well, the other one was stubborn too.
Yeah.
It did the exact same thing.
All right. Say her name one more time.
Perry Hope.
Thank you. If you want to be a support, hold her in her power so that she can hear her higher guidance. So when I get a card, I get strengthening bonds. So it's sort of like, instead of worrying, instead of being frustrated, it's like use that love to source her, to like really cover her in that light so she can receive it. It's so funny. It's such good advice. And it's good advice that I'm going to take personally, because you kind of forget that when you're in the throes of things. But that's what I feel, and I feel like you're extremely powerful. So that's going to help if you want to be of assistance. And you're very powerful. All right, let's see what else I get. Yeah, I just really feel that helps. I just really feel that helps. Remember, we're all connected. So that's it. Well-deserved reward and energy. So that's just like confirming that she receives that. Remember, there's no separation. So she'll receive that. Okay. And remember, we're going back to rebuild, passion, light, new opportunities.
I just want to like move to Disney World because I'm happy there all the time.
Where are we moving to?
I want to move to Disney and go to Disney.
Oh, Disney! Oh, get a job at Disney. You can be there all the time.
I thought about it.
All right. I hope that helps, sweetheart.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello, Miss Margaret.
Hey, Nicole. Hi, just a
sweetheart.
Message, please.
Sure.
Thank you.
Honor your heart. I'm so glad to see you out there in nature. I totally, unfortunately, have no clue what I said to you previously because I just don't recall. So if I'm saying it again, my apologies. But it's very important that you provide for yourself. So when you need a self-care, when you need to honor yourself, when you need to, I hear you, but this is what I need now, I will return. You need to prioritize that. It's going to be sink or swim for you. And what I mean by that is they want you to stay healthy. They want you to stay well prepared, well flush. That's so weird to me, but make sure you're drinking water, I would say. They want you to stay in your like private bubble. But what they mean by that is your self-respect is essential. And when you honor that just a wee bit more, you're going to invest. So I don't know what it is, whether you need more water, more sleep, more times out, but just prioritizing that love of self, it'll come in steady security. In other words, it'll just come. It'll just come. It's going to come because of your love of self. So it's not that you're not hearing, it's that you're so invested in everything else. It's like you're putting yourself last or whatever it is. So the more that you really honor yourself, it's going to be even, they're saying even Steven. So it's sort of like one for me, one for you, one for me, one for you. So that's what they want, even Steven. All right, so that's the first message. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Margaret.
I really love that for you. That even Steven, that really evens everything out. It's sort of like, I love that for you because then you never forget it. It's always mm-hmm. like so important, step by step, step by step. When I'm receiving it, they're energetically illuminating. So it's sort of like there's a blessing. There's a blessing that's being conferred to you. So it's sort of like it just stays with you, like ever present, ever steady. It's very important. Okay. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Margaret.
Say it one more time.
Margaret.
Don't invest in what's not necessary. So just watch how your little mind can just go down that rabbit hole. So it's a little bit like, I could follow that conversation or their comment or whatever it is, but it's not taking anywhere that's good for me. So I'm just passing it by. I'm just giving it to the angels. I'm just saying a blessing for you. I'm just praying for you. It's like, here's a southern expression. I can't remember it now, but bless
your little heart.
Yes. So anything, have something fun where, bless your little heart. It's like, I'm just going to praise you up and down. Like anything where you stay in your sanctuary, because remember, you something else, you something else. So you're really going to be prioritizing your own sacred track. And when I'm receiving this, it's so good. I can't even explain to you how stuff that would make you suffer, at the end of the day, it's going to make you rise. Because out of it, it's like the phoenix coming from the ashes. Out of it, you're going to come into your self-worth. And it's like, man, that was grueling, but I am not the person I was when I started. That's what your guides want for you, and it's there. It's there, and they expect you to land it. So it's almost like a little obstacle course. Like, just think of an Egyptian initiation. And it's like they're waiting for you on the other side because you're just that good. You do have, I can never pronounce this. I really should memorize this stuff. But it's P-T-A-H. I forget how you pronounce that. P-apostrophe T-A-H. Some kind of Egyptian energy that is he's showing me that, I don't know what you call this, it's like Egyptian some symbols, but when I receive it, it's power. So when I'm receiving you, it's almost like I'm spotting you. So that energy is very powerful, very strong, so you can be in the midst of mayhem, but that energy is certain. So when I receive it, I just feel like this inner strength, they're saying you're entitled to. So you're just gonna feel like strong. And it may be like you used to play a role with certain people or have certain dialogues, but you're gonna have this sort of like this invisible strength, almost like this invisible halo where I can just bless you. I can just love you. I can love you up or down. But regardless, I love me up and down. That's the important part. I love me up and down. I love me up and down.
Could you spell that again?
Oh, the guy?
Yeah, like what the PT.
Yeah, what is that?
Whatever.
Hold on. So the important part is the love of self. Because you're graduating, you're going to be in a completely different alignment in 4 to 6 months, they're saying. So just to understand, he's an Egyptian god, PTAH.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Can we speed that up? Maybe like, I don't know, like not, what did you say, 4 to 6 months?
Pata.
Can we negotiate to like maybe next week, a month?
Okay, hold on.
Pata.
Pata. Pata is how they're pronouncing. Okay, so look him up. Okay, so what I heard you say is you would like to speed that up, so it's not.
I'm just being sarcastic because I can't take much more.
Okay.
So
I understood. Understood. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Margaret.
Love of self. It doesn't matter in the accessory. In other words, it doesn't matter, you know, how anyone else is acting out. That's the whole point. You're learning how to maintain your light. You're learning how to maintain your center. You're learning how to establish boundaries. It's sort of like, I'm staying in my lane. So anyone who wants to do whatever that is, but my job is to learn how to maintain my lane. So you're actually being gifted like with supernatural strength is how it feels to me. Your job is to use it. Your job is to be like, I know how to treat myself with kindness. I know how to treat myself with love. And I'm doing this consistently.
Okay.
You're giving yourself permission because it feels like no one else is going to give it to you. You are giving yourself permission. But it's sort of like, we play crazy. Don't you want to play? No, I don't do that. I don't do crazy anymore. But you're not doing it in anger. You're doing it with like supplication and like respect for self. It's like, no, I'm moving up my spiritual mountain. I'm moving up my spiritual mountain. I don't have to do crazy anymore. I can support you in your ego, but I don't have to attend to your ego. I can stay on my mountaintop.
Okay.
That's what you're doing.
Okay.
Here's your card, my friend. Prosperity begins. So see you and your higher self. You're being guided. You're being pressed upon. You're being respected. You're being saluted. You're being advised.
Okay.
That's the reason that you need those timeouts, because you need to come into your own certainty. You need to come into your own light. You need to come into your own efficiency. And so you want to remember, all these characters are really just characters. You're dreaming them, and you're coming into your own existence. So you're learning how to set the stage. You're learning how to set up the new dance step. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Margaret.
You're saying how about 3 months? Is that a little better? So in other words, it really has to do with your taking your own good advice. Taking your own good advice.
Fair enough.
All right, let me see what else I can tell you. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Margaret.
You're loved. It's a lot more than love, though. When I say love, it's not like, oh, we love you. You're placed in gratitude. What I mean by that is I have these beings that are like, they're bowing their heads to like the temple floor in honor of your devotional status. In other words, in honor of your superior value. In English, in honor of your legacy or your spiritual lineage or your development level. So they're going like this, like in honor of you, praising you, so that you can come in into your devotional excitement, so you can come into your devotional stance. This is all about the love of self. You're really learning how to love self. All right, final outcome, my friend. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Margaret.
How do I want to say this? I forget what that thing, Alice doesn't live here anymore. She was like a drug addict or whatever. But in any event, what I get from that when I hear that in regards to you is your old semblance doesn't live here anymore. So when I receive you, I just see you in your greater stance. I receive you in your grander wealth. I receive you in your grander exercise. And what's interesting is you came after Perry and you're getting the same exact card. So the card is rebuild. because you're rebuilding with your own excitement. You're rebuilding with your own self-respect. You're rebuilding with your own sacred knowing. And there's that sacred energy that's sponsoring you. It's spotting you so that you can come into your lane, so you can come into your light. Say your name one more time.
Margaret.
Say it one more time, my love.
Margaret.
So the cards I have are take the lead, because you're coming into your power, you're coming into your empowerment, you're coming into your soul satisfaction. What's going to get kicked up is feeling alone. And this energy is here for healing. So if you were here listening to Kelly's message, it's a very similar flavor, where it's coming up, it's getting kicked up to be healed. Because it's sort of like, am I the only sane person around, and there's no one sane to hang out with? So the point is, you're allowing that to surface, and then you're going to surround it with love. You're going to give it space. You're going to let it come up to breathe, because as you deny it not, what's going to arrive is your halo. So in other words, you're integrating that shadow energy so that you can come into your full engagement, so you can come into your full divine essence. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Margaret.
They're extraordinary. When I say that, I'm saying that because the energy that you deliver is extraordinary. It is so strong. It is so fantastic, is the only way I can explain that. So that's who you are on a spiritual level. That's why you get the hard jobs, they're saying, because you can manage it. They wouldn't put someone in a job that couldn't be successful. So again, to deliver your own self-praise. So from that aloneness, you're going to come into your divine acquaintance. So you're going to be like met with your divine self. In English, God, your higher self. Seek the truth, because you're opening up to your divinity. When I say that, I literally see your third eye activating. All right, final outcome. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Margaret.
One last thing I want to say for you. It's sort of like let the good times roll. And what I mean by that is, it's almost like you're inches away from your stardom, meaning like accessing your divine self, accessing your divine knowing, accessing like these spiritual arrivals. It feels so sweet. It's something between Christmas and my birthday and graduation all combined into one. It's just that sweet. It's that good. So the first card I have is emotional control, which is how I feel, where you're trying to push things down, you're trying to, you know, stuff them in or whatever. So you don't want to do that. It's spaciousness, because you're being delivered your higher self. So it's like coming up for your grand completion, is how I feel. Like you're being delivered to a higher placement. There you go. That's the final outcome. So that love is divine feminine, divine masculine, and you're arriving early. So, you know, they're saying like grace supreme. So how many weeks or months, I don't know. But what I do know is you're arriving early, because the whole idea is to come back to your mastery essence. And when I receive you, I've got this like, it's gold netting, that it has to do with like your sheen. It has to do with your extraordinary value that you're placing in secure, knowing. And I've got these dolphin energies. These dolphin energies are lifting you up. That's why it's important to have that spaciousness and time alone and with nature and all that, because these energies are restoring you. So I feel like what's coming up, it's not coming up to break you, it's coming up to be healed and lifted for that full restoration. I just saw Mona Lisa. When I looked at you, you were the Mona Lisa. So she was in fifth dimensional consciousness. Say her name one last time.
Margaret.
You got a little witchy on me when you said that last time. So I just saw like a broom. So it's sort of like remembering, you know how to move energy. You know how to move energy. So do that. Play with white light. Just hold that awareness. Well deserved reward. So that's your final outcome at the end of the day. I hope that
helps.
Thank you. Oh, you're so welcome.
Oh, it does tremendously. Thanks so much, Nicole.
Mwah. You're welcome, sweetheart.
Thanks.
All right, Iman. Hey, sweetheart.
Hey.
And say your first name.
Iman.
Excuse me. Say it one more time, please.
Iman.
You know more than you let on sometimes. Allow it all to press through. Allow it all to be stated. You know, you're still going to look fairly normal to other folks, but really permit all that you're intended, all that you're equipped with, all that you're delivered to be excited, to be understood, to be placed, to be respected. Whenever I receive you, I always feel this way. You're really extremely multidimensional. You're supposed to be. So the more that you can allow it to present, your life's going to change radically is really how I feel. And I don't say that word lightly, but I really feel that. But for whatever reason, I don't know if you're scared of it or, well, I'll get to that one day. the day is right now. The Great Awakening is right now. Systems are crashing right now. So now is the time to start playing those higher notes. Now is the time to start singing along with whatever it is. If you're getting light language, if you're seeing orbs, start talking to the orbs, but like really start making your presence known. It's not about the outer, it's more about your inner world and your inner equipment, because once you're all set up, say your name again, sweetheart.
Iman.
You're gonna be guided. When I say you're gonna be guided, the energy that's running through me, specifically in my back, sort of like the back of my hips, it's like really, I just find it so amazing or exciting or interesting is the energy that comes through for you is very different than what I normally receive. And so that's where I feel like you're tapping into some very powerful attributes that not everyone has. So I feel like your energy is highly unique and highly valuable. So you want to respect it. You really want to honor it. You want to pay a praise. You don't want to just save it for a rainy day. So you could be a checkout clerk. You can be whatever it is you're doing, but you're learning to stay alive, meaning like you're learning to stay associated with all that you've been given and all that you're acclimating to and all that you're receiving, because the time is going to come for your promotion. So you're learning to stay steady. When I'm receiving you, I'm just opening up and opening up and opening up, and like I don't even believe in 3D form, like easy peasy using this energy. So this is where you need to be like a little bit more equipped, and it's actually helping me because I tend to regress sometimes. But when I'm using your energy, you don't have to. So when am I going to shift? When is my new gifting going to open up? It's like they're basically looking at me and saying, well, when are you going to stay consistent? and I'm always like, but you don't understand. It's hard. It's hard. When I'm using your energy, it actually isn't hard at all. So that's the whole point. It's like use what you've been given. Have more respect for it. Have more devotion for it. And exercise it. Like really play with it. I remember I used to like channel this guy and that guy, and I was waiting for more from them. And they were like, no, it's self-serve. They're not going to keep just handing it to me. I have to go investigate. So if that helps at all. So what I mean by that is if like there's one person in particular that arrives, and it's almost like having a conversation with someone that's a bit shy, like you're on a date and they're a little coy. So what do you do for fun? Like you have to kind of engage them. So what I mean by that is you want to start televising. What I mean by that is start interacting with what is appearing, you will figure out how to do that. So if you're receiving sounds, if you're receiving energy notes, if you're receiving orbs, the more you start engaging with it, the more you start paying attention to it. It's sort of like what you pay attention to is where the energy flows. So you really want to be responsible for hanging on its every note. It doesn't mean you drive yourself crazy. And it doesn't even mean that you have to stay extraordinarily disciplined, but you have to stay active in its appearance. In other words, it's like an energy engagement. When I'm doing this on your behalf, I feel open. I know that sounds weird. I hope that makes sense. I feel much more open and present with like my interdimensional self than I normally am. Like I go visit every so often and then I go back. And what they're saying is to take it off the shelf and to stay with it, stay by it. You're going to hit like an energy exchange. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Iman.
Where you understand how to use it more. That's what you want to do. You want to learn how to use it more. The only way you're going to learn how to use it is to start using it. So start playing with it. Start interacting with it. Start testing it. Like, I don't know. Just go exploring. But there's something where you must stay consistent, and you're so my mirror because I do the same thing. So do as I say, not as I do. I turn it off, you know, and I just go back to my linear programming, and they're like, you know, she wonders why she hasn't opened up her next gift yet. And there's no judgment, but we've got the free will. So I'm not sure if you don't trust yourself or you think you have all the time in the world, but what I can tell you is there's a really huge push. And not to put everyone on alert, but the push is now. And I mean that quite sincerely. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Iman.
Have more respect for who you are and your gifts. The more you have respect for them, the more they'll activate. I use this example, and you may not know what it is, but there used to be a doll. Kim was kind enough to tell me its name was a Furby, I think. But the idea is the more you interacted with it, the more it did. That's what I want to say to you. It's not something to use on a rainy day. Say your name one last time.
Iman.
Feel the lights you're receiving. When I receive you, I don't know if you're receiving lights or light language, but that light is very they're saying persuasive. To me, it's self-activating. So it's not like just noticing the light, it's more of attending to the light, receiving it, because when you receive it, it's going to change you. So it's a little bit like getting downloads and not fully integrating them. That's what I want to say to you, except you're like just one big download. In other words, like you're just one big light shield. So you're learning to same message, no matter how I do this, like you're learning to try it out. You're learning to see like, what's up with this? What can I do with this? How do I understand this? Because they're saying you're gonna start growing like a weed. So what I mean by that is, what you can do is so beyond the 3D reality. You're not supposed to be in 3D reality anymore is what it is. It's not that you're behind. It's that you've been given the advantage. So please partake. So the card I have is love. So love, this is really balanced energy, like the double helix and all that. So divine feminine, divine masculine in balance. So this is like Mary Magdalene, Jeshua level. This is where you're heading. And they're saying it's about time. What I mean by that is it's not drop the need for time. When I'm using your energy, I can't even explain to you how it's like taking acid or something. I don't know how else to explain this to you. I have a picture that to me it represents divine masculine, divine. Everyone's seen this picture if you are on Facebook at all. Anyway, I got a print of it, but the woman suddenly became the picture, the face of my stepmother, my first stepmother, when I was a kid. So there was a activation in that. There was a healing. So any of, like, you know, the unhealed resistance or whatever with her, it was suddenly healed. In that one quick moment, that woman suddenly became that lady, and suddenly all my angst towards her is gone. I mean, gone. No 100 years of therapy, just gone. That's your energy. You want to be, what would be the word? A little bit more respectful. So they had me receive that healing so you could understand your power. So I thank you for that. But you need to understand your power. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Iman.
Keep going. When I receive you, you're basically just like an energy, what would be the word? Solar plexus. But how I describe it, it's not a shield. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Iman.
It's sort of like I can play the notes on it. So just think of our chakra systems on our spine. It's like I can play these very high chords using your energy. So you want to try yourself out. I so hope that message helps, because I mean it so sincerely. And did you have a question?
Yeah, thank you for that. I and thank you for the example. It was aligned with the question I was going to ask you. But my question is, I have like this pain, right? It's trauma. So it runs, I can feel it from my head all the way to my spine, all the way down. And it's like, it feels like having food in your teeth, and you just like, it's just stuck there. And it's like, I know the experience. I know the past trauma, and I'm trying to release it.
Okay, let me stop you for a second, because I missed something you said. When you went like that, you said it makes you feel, or what did you say after that?
Yeah, so I have a past trauma.
Okay.
That affects me, and it affects like my head, like my nerve from here all the way to like, and it kind of skips here, and then it goes back to like it's like my spine, my nervous system, right?
Okay.
And I've been trying so hard to get rid of it. Like, I have gotten rid of some parts, but it's still like, it's like there. And it gave me that, the example you gave me about your picture, it's kind of like what I want. Like, I want to get rid of it. I just wanted to like wake up one day and it's like not in me anymore. And
okay. Yeah. So when you say trauma, you got hit by something? Like, you had a physical trauma?
I don't know. It was more emotional trauma and like a relational trauma. And okay. It stayed inside my emotions.
Okay, but there wasn't any physical occurrence associated.
No.
Okay. Because I didn't feel like there was, so okay. So that just confirms that. All right, one moment, my love. Do you remember when it started? Like what happened?
Yeah, so it started in 2016. I would say the trauma happened in 2015, and it's been ongoing like for a few years.
Why do you use the word trauma?
I don't know, because someone told me it was something that traumatized me.
Okay. Did they know what it was?
Yeah, it was like, you know, it was a really bad, it was a relational problem. And
okay.
So,
all right. One moment, yeah. Sweetheart. I've got a Kundalini serpent staring at me as you're talking. So that's a very good sign. One moment, sweetheart. So I just need an extra minute, because if Jen was here, she would tell you I don't like to play medical intuitive, and I tend to have a block to anything like that. So I'm just taking an extra moment just to kind of diffuse that emotional trauma of my own so that I can open up to you. So one moment. Okay. I am there. Say your first name, sweetheart.
Iman.
Say it one more time.
Iman.
Thank you. So I see a rhinoceros of all things. First time I ever saw a rhinoceros in a reading. But what I got about that was, if you think of, or isn't that they have like the horns or the horn on the nose or something? It's like a going rhino? Like that. Yeah, rhino, thank you. So it was like attack, attack, attack. So it's sort of like a constriction, anger, attack, or something like that. So when I pull a card, I get, it's the favorite card of the night, emotional control. So it's something where instead of receiving life and trusting life, you somehow constricted to try to control it or to say no to it or whatever it is. And your next card is to open up, meaning that it's not what happens in form. It's really realizing we're all whole. We're never separated from love. So let's see how to heal it. One moment, sweetheart. Say your name again, my love.
Ima.
Thank you. Well, the question I ask is she able to self-heal it? And the answer I got is believe and succeed and open up. So this is your second time getting the open up card. So notice how she's opening up to her light. And notice how she's opening up to her inner wisdom. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Ima.
Thank you. Interesting is I have two decks and they're by the same creator, but I never knew in one deck in particular I had two patience cards, but I know it now. So the first card I have is patience. The second card I have is patience. So you got double patience here, sweetheart. However, notice how the light's coming in. Notice how the light's coming in. So the end card is solar plexus, meaning you have the power and you're going to use your light. So when I'm receiving it, it's a little bit like sort of opening up, just like that other card you got twice, by the way, and allowing your nervous system, your cells to receive light. So when I'm receiving it, it's almost like I'm a preschool teacher handing out tea and milk and cookies. Or I have some kind of luncheon for the ladies and I'm giving them crumpets and tea. But the idea is I'm serving. So what you're doing is you're serving yourself that light. And you want to be a good hostess. So it's like everyone get light. Like I was watching the an empowerment of the Dalai Lama in India the other night. And they served everyone tea and some kind of naan bread or whatever. But he blesses that. People don't realize the empowerment. It's a long story. But in any event, everyone's given something to eat, something to drink. It's part of the empowerment ceremony. So it's very important everyone's served. So it's like serving that light, serving that light. And not with the constriction. That's why you want patience. You got two patience cards. Because you're serving that light. And you're really allowing everyone to be permitted. What you're doing is serving yourself light so you're dropping the belief in separation. Because that's what the body is. The body is, I'm separate from this, from everybody, from God, and I'm hopeless here. And I'm powerless, so I have to defend myself regularly. And I get hurt and attacked and feel wounded and all that because I can be hurt. So you actually know better. And so you're offering that light to one and all steadily. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Iman.
It's so funny. Now I feel it in my body. It should be going away momentarily. I literally feel it in my body. Crazy. Say your name
again. Yeah, because like I've been doing the breathing exercises and focusing. It helps. I'm just
light.
Frustrated, and I know why I got the patient card, because I guess maybe I have to keep doing what I'm doing, or maybe I should do something else to get rid of it, because I feel like I can get over this pain.
Absolutely. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Iman.
Thank you. It really has to do with knowing who you are. So you're teaching yourself the truth of self. So instead of being patient, like frustrated, like, get it away from me already, really realize it's there because it's teaching you your own self-mastery. So the more you can settle in and enjoy it, I know this sounds weird, but it's a little bit like really realizing that it has a prize for you. It's not just getting rid of the pain, it's teaching you your current success. In other words, it's really helping you identify with your light rather than your emotions, rather than your body. So that's why you want to have patience, because the process of it is really going to elevate you to a new higher spiritual standing. So it's not a problem, it's a promotion. So with that, you're going to be more self-justified. You're going to be more relaxed. You're going to be like, oh, let the party started. Let the party game start. Like, I can't wait to understand who I really am. So you see how it's now it's a positive feeling? What's hurting you is your hurt feelings. What's hurting you is, I'm not okay until I get rid of the pain, and then I'll be okay. What you want to do is have like a bigger circle around yourself, where you come into full respect for yourself and your holiness, whether you're temporarily feeling pain or not. Because it's by aligning with yourself with love, then you can restore yourself faithfully. If you feel like you're broken until you're fixed, you're working out of your brokenness. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay.
You get that?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
So you're working out of your faith, and this is recorded, so you can listen again on, and you're going to be part three when you go to the website, because I had to change the batteries. So step one is to breathe and sigh and relax and understand this is part of your spiritual master journey. There's no error. There's no wrong. It's not bad that you have this pain. You call this pain to you because you're learning to change your mind about self. This realm is unconscious guilt. This realm is self-hatred. This realm is pain. So you're here to introduce the light. How you're going to introduce it to others is to figure out how to introduce it to yourself first. So it's like, oh, I'm right here on time. Second, you're going to move into your majesty. I'm not deficient. Nothing's broken. It's like I'm in my wholeness. As you recognize your wholeness, you're all light. You'll intuitively remember how to turn yourself on. So the next card I got is a third patience card. So again, light, working with the light, and then follow your intuition. So I had some guidance words, but I just feel like your own intuition is going to take over. And you'll be like, oh my gosh. So when I'm doing this on your behalf, I'm suddenly brighter and I feel more connected to my greater self, or my I am present self, than my linear self, if that makes sense. And when I receive it, I kind of remember her or identify with her, and then there's really no problem, because then everything aligns with her. But I just feel like you'll intuitively get it. But you have to get it out of your wholeness and your greatness, not your brokenness. That's like a biggie, I feel like. So let me do final outcomes. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Iman.
See yourself in gentleness. See yourself in wholeness. See yourself like as the lovely goddess that you are. It's from that positive, pivotal situation, meaning like attitude or realization or identification, that you nail it. I mean, you truly nail it. I hope that helps.
It does. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. Miss Anna. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
Hi, Anna. Sure.
May I have a message?
Thanks. Of course. Come out of your box. So I'm looking at Jack in the Box. It used to be a fast food. Perhaps it still is. But you know a Jack in the Box toy. It's sort of like there's a box. He's down there, and you kind of wind him, and oh, he pops up. It's so funny when you're little how much that amusing that is. Like, I can't imagine playing that with that for hours, and yet I did. I remember having one of those. In any event, it's time for you to come out of your Jack in the Box. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Anna.
Love who you are. There is a reason you came after that last message. So take that message for you as well. Where she's going to heal because she's going to come into her full blossom state first. She can't do it out of her impoverished state. She has to commit to her whole state, to her whole lovely lotus flower. And that's how she's going to bring forth victory. So it's the same thing for you. When I'm receiving you, you're like a ballerina or an ice skater or whatever. But the idea is, if you ever seen professional ice skating, it's like there is a huge skating rink. I mean, this thing's pretty big for one person. So they can spin here and they can spin there and they can spin anywhere they want to spin. So you want to take yourself properly. So when I'm seeing you, it's almost like I want to take you shopping, and it's like, you go buy whatever you want. Here's my credit card. So the idea is for you to take delight with yourself. It's not about your spending habits. It's more about you committing to your full source, like your full self and source, like who you are in all of your splendor, in all of your wonder, so that you really graduate, so you really adjust to your true self. So if you're artistic and you know you got beautiful drawings, it's like really treasure that, really admire that. If you're just creative where you like things to be color coordinated, like whatever it is, if you're not creative at all, it's like whatever, it's sort of like whatever makes, strikes your match. In other words, whatever is sort of like your special quality or qualities. It's important to self-adjust. It's important to self-promote. And when I say self-promote, you don't have to go walking around telling everyone else, but you want to promote it to yourself. You want to admire it yourself. You want to gaze in your own mirror. I'm so very attractive. Again, you're probably gorgeous, but that's not what they mean. It's sort of like recognizing like your inner beauty, recognizing your inner glow. When I receive you, you have a heart of gold. So it's not, when they receive us, they do not look like we're so focused on the physical, because we identify with our physical body, but we're really not. When spirit sees us, they see the love inside or the missing aspects of love. So it's sort of like, how much does everyone identify with their true nature? And we're at all different, you know, levels and so on and so forth. But the idea is you're glowing. I mean, you personally are glowing. So when I'm looking at you, you're like a walking heart. So you're very sophisticated in spiritual practice. You've done much to save others in many lifetimes. So spirit's got your back. What you need to do is read inside. And what I mean by that is they're saying, like, have you read your own name tag? So in other words, glory to God in the highest, you're doing great serving the world, holding your high vibration. You serve others generously, but you have to now figure out how to serve yourself. That's where they need you to read your own name tag, or they need you to turn around and read like the plaque on your seat, like to find out what you're made of or who you are. So the card they're showing for you as well is open up. So that's opening up to the love inside, opening up to the light inside. I walked many years on this planet with huge, I guess you just call it inferiority. And that was just part of the lesson that I took on in this life and things that had happened. But I remember someone could have said this to me all day long and it would have had no effect because I was like listening to another radio station. So it was like they were speaking Greek. So this is where they're traveling often to you. And when I say that, I just see like a radio wave or like if you were talking to someone on a telephone. So it's like that line of communication. When I'm doing that, we have got dolphin energy today because I'm just watching this dolphin. So this dolphin's coming by to you and it's stopping at you and it's turning and smiling. And then it's continuing on. So just imagine you have dolphins stopping by all day long. So these dolphins, what they're doing is helping you to stand erect, meaning like to take a pledge to your own majesty, to your own love assertion, to your own glory, to your own recognition of self. Because it's a little bit like, what's the story? I guess the prodigal son, where he's the king's son, but until he knows he is, he doesn't get to partake of the king's fortune. So that's the point. You're as high can be, and you're extraordinary, and you serve others daily. But until you serve the self, and when I'm saying that, it's so funny. It's like you're somehow turning your head and looking back at yourself. And that's what you need to do because you need to see yourself inside. In other words, you need to see yourself the way spirit sees you or other people see you. And what that's going to do is going to raise you higher because you're actually ready for your next opportunity. You're ready for your next level. But I'm just going to call it an opportunity. You have an opportunity coming. But until you say so, it has to stay at bay. So it's sort of like, you know, can I leave the gate? Nope, you got to wait right here until she reaches the right frequency. And when that frequency alerts, so just imagine there's a little light bulb that goes off. So when the light turns red, she knows herself secure, like a good root chakra color. Then it's like, okay, you can go meet her and present. So this is where you're looking for your loveliness inside, meaning you're looking for your stardom. You're looking for yourself complete. You're looking for your heavenly devotion. You're looking for your own self-respect. So that's where you're looking at your own name tag, like, what does it say? Who am I? So of course you know your name, but what you need to know is your prophecy, meaning like you need to know your highest sequencing, your highest level, your highest arrival, your highest interest, your highest devotion, your highest assemblance. In English, you have to sign off on yourself. You have to understand you're ready. You have to understand good procedure. And what I mean by good procedure is, oh gosh, if I just say love of self, it's sort of like, what the heck does that mean? Sweetheart, say your name again, sweetheart.
Anna.
You have to recognize your holiness. So all your good attributes, like really play with that, like put it in your journal or consider, you know, all your positive features or somehow someone else would see you or ask your guides for assistance, you know, reveal to me what I need to know. They're going to bring you good indicators. So when I'm seeing it, you're going to see people that you admire, and Spirit's going to help you turn around, and the light bulb's going to go off. And I'm like, you're going to be like, I do that also. That's what they're waiting for. Oh my gosh, I do that also. I'm as good as that. So it's like something that's going to lift you up into proper station for certainty. So it's sort of like you need to acknowledge it. You need to admire it. When I say admire, respect it. Respect it. And I understand it. I mean, years and years and years, people give me all these compliments. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. Because there was nothing inside of me that I could agree with it. Like, I didn't even understand it. I was like in a different planet. So it just didn't take effect because I didn't understand. I really, really didn't. So this is where you're at, my love. The card I have for you is Universe. If you could like take that card even and then just gaze into her lovely eyes, because this is basically your divine self. And so that's what you want to make a first impression. Like, that would be a great exercise. It's sort of like make a picture, draw a picture, or, you know, pick your favorite master picture or whatever, but have it represent your divine self, and then meditate with her. Like, open up to her. Because what they're helping you do is to turn your face around. I know that sounds like a weird sentence, but it's like to see yourself in your beauty, in your glory. In English, you got it, but you have to like place your consciousness upon it. You have to recognize it. And so by recognizing it, you agree to it. And so by you seeing it, you agree to it, that's when the light bulb goes off. And then your guides are like, okay, send in, you know, her next opportunity, because you're on that steady level. Because this is what happens. If you can't agree with it energetically, it's not going to last. It's a little bit like someone that wins the lottery and then they lose all the money in 3 years or whatever. Because it's sort of like you energetically have to align with it. So you're aligning with your trust of self, and you're aligning with your halo, and you're aligning with your love of self, and you're aligning with your soul satisfaction. So again, what they're saying is there are people that you admire that you're in complete alignment with them, but you're not receiving it for yourself. You receive it for them, but you don't realize that you're equal, if not in a higher status. So it's sort of like seeing yourself accurately, seeing yourself in your own surprise. And they're using the word surprise is because you're going to surprise yourself. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Anna.
It's so good. Because I already see it all being given. I'm just looking at you in a room and there's some kind of party going on. So what I get out of that is celebration. You're being stepped upon. What I mean by that is Spirit supporting you. Spirit is really, 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 really supporting you. Because you're needed. I mean, you're needed for your own happiness, but you're needed also in terms of the Great Awakening. So there's a lot of support for you right now. So the first card I have is Patience. The second card I have is Truth, because this is where you're heading. It's super good, sweetheart. I hope that helps. And did you have a question?
Thank you. Yes, I had a dream, and two names were told to me in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
One of them I didn't remember or recognize, but the other one I did recognize, and he's like this somewhat famous doctor, science person, and I just wanted to know, do I just need to study up on that person's name, or exactly like what about that person is important?
Okay.
Or
I think
if they have anything to say.
Okay. I think it's extraordinary that you were able to retain names from a dream. So let us see. Say your name and that name, please. if you're comfortable saying the name. Anna, are you still there, sweetheart? Am I still here? I see me moving. If someone can let me know if they can hear me, then I know if it's me or Anna.
I can hear you.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. I saw her coming on and off, so she may have internet problems. So we're waiting for that scientist doctor sort of name. So we will wait a moment. Oh, there she's coming back. I'm impressed that she got a name. So we will just stay in the light while we're waiting. I'll just pull a card for the group while we're waiting. Give us something to do. Okay, so this is the card for the group consciousness while we're waiting for her to return, fertility. That is super duper. How beautiful is that with the awakened heart? And the peacock feathers, so that's like our enlightenment energy up there. All right, we did that. I feel like a substitute teacher. Like, what else can we do before the time runs out? Oh, goodness. You know, laughter will just do everything for you because it really brings up your frequency. If you channel Jesus, he will just always make a joke. No matter how serious you think a situation is, he'll make a joke. So I pulled a card from the other deck for the group consciousness for fun, and I got Opportunity Beckons. So we have Fertility and Opportunity Beckons. I mean, give us an A+, right? All right, so I do not see her returning. You know she's going to as soon as I close, but let me give it one more little quiet moment. All right, let me just make sure she didn't email me. But in any event, thank you everybody so much for joining. And of course, we will return Sunday at 10 a.m. So much love to everybody. We surround you with light, love, and truest understandings. So they keep ending with that, truest understanding, so that we continue to understand the truth of ourselves, the light of ourselves. If you attune to this broadcast, quite sincerely, it's because you hold master consciousness. That's why it's the teachings of the masters. And one day even they had me write, I never did change it, but teachings for the masters, because the idea is we're waking up to our self-mastery. So much love to everyone. Thanks for joining. Sending everyone lots of love and light.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.